You know that wellness goal you set at the start of the year? It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave.
Non-stop gigging, Danny.
Yeah, flat out.
How's it going?
It's been really good. I'm excited to get on the road with this tour, to be honest. I took a little bit of a break in between the Edinburgh Fringe because it was insane. So I did this show for 26 days at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And to anyone who's been to the Fringe, you'll know how manic it is anyway. Yeah. There's about 3 and a bit million people visited. On top of that, last year, Oasis did 2 shows. On top of that, AC/DC did 2 shows. So I've never seen buskers change gear quicker in my life, right? Because you're like walking to your gig and like everyone's wearing Oasis shirts, yep. And then the buskers next singing day. Wonderwall, and then like literally 4 days later, the same buskers in an ACD going, "I was bound." It was amazing.
Has to be done. And you say take a break. I mean, like, I don't know anybody who drives as much, travels as much as you. Your new show is called Adulting Hard.
Exactly. And you know what? That's exactly what it's about. I very foolishly tried to buy a house in the last year as a self-employed mouth clown. And you can only imagine how that goes.
The conversations with the banks.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop. Well, do you know what? Bizarrely, I actually got mortgage approval.
Hey!
I know. And that, do you know what? That's exactly is a massive bit of the show, because that's what Irish people do. They congratulate you like you've had a child.
Yeah, that's
and I'm
true.
Like, God, I heard you got the mortgage approval. It's like, what's happening? Like, when I got mortgage approval, like, my uncle rang me to congratulate me. He's never said anything about my comedy career in my life. And then my cousin, his daughter, had her third kid, and he just sent me a picture of it, just going, new baby, all good, thump. No wait, no details,
no nothing. And what do you think is the most adult thing you've done so far? Is it all related to that? Is there something else in
definitely,
your life?
Definitely getting the mortgage approval. And I went over to Switzerland, actually. I have a few Irish friends of mine who live in Switzerland. They're from Tala, believe it or not.
Do you just go over there to see, oh, it could be worse?
Dream like, big. Yeah, that's exactly
like,
what that's exactly
literally
it.
Like, oh, how much is an easy single? Oh, fantastic.
And the thing is about Switzerland as well, they're the wealthiest country in the world and they've got the highest wages in the world. But the crack, it's such a crack vacuum over there.
No
but it's
way.
So it's so beautiful. Like, Switzerland looks like a screensaver on your computer.
Gotcha.
But then, like, it's like you can't do DIY on a Sunday. You're not allowed to flush the toilet after 12 o'clock. Like, my friend was walking with a drill in his hand, right? He wasn't using the drill. He was walking with a drill because he borrowed it off a friend of his. And some Swiss outlaw's like, "You better not be thinking about using that today.
It's
Sunday." So there's all that going on as well.
Wow.
Because, like, we complain in Ireland, you know, things are expensive in Ireland, there's without a shadow of a doubt. But also, we are good crack, so there's leeway with everything, you know?
I totally get that. I think the adultest thing that happens to me every now and again, Danny, is I'm locking up at night.
Yeah.
I've finally gone to bed later than the 16-year-old, which is an achievement. But in that situation, I'm locking up, I'm putting on the alarm, and I sometimes go, wait. Why? Well, no, I can't be in charge of this.
Yeah.
I can't be. This, and it's my house that I've had for nearly 20 years. I still have that feeling every now and again going, I need to ring my dad. My dad's dead. I still feel like I need to ring him and go, Dad. Well, like, just let you know, when you come down and put the alarm on and lock up and all, I'm like,
put kids to bed, get out the Ouija board.
It still happens to me. It still happens to me. I have to figure out a way to talk to him. And I'm like, he can't help me. I don't know, being an adult is weird, especially when you don't feel like one.
100%. And like I've a lot of different audience members. Like, I've people that were like 14, 15 coming to the show in Edinburgh because the show is during the day. And then even in some of the theatres in Ireland, like, you know, it's 16-year-olds are coming with their parents. And I've been teaching workshops in schools for the last 4 or 5 years. And loads of those transition years are now young adults. And they come to the gig. And then they're like adults. They'll come up and they're like, you came to me school a couple of years ago and I thought you were all right, so now I'm here. So I'm like, it's like all those blank stares have finally turned into ticket sales.
That's all that matters, Danny. That's all that matters. Where do people get tickets to your show?
At my website at DannyO'BrienComedy.com or just through my Instagram at DOB Comedy.
I love this selection of dates. He's in Dalkey and then Prague and then Nice, because Danny's life is complicated.
Ryanair's best mate here.
You've got to get somebody to organise your shows better so that you don't go from Dalkey to Prague and then to Nice.
That's me. It's my fault. I've literally no one else to blame except myself.
I do want to talk to you about travel, right? Because you're somebody who has been around the world. You've taken comedy around the world, but you've also just traveled loads. Like, I still have, is it Maximon?
Maximon.
I still have him at home, sitting in my little drawer of kind of things. The best way to explain him is he's a bad luck.
He's a bad god. Yeah, I did a show a few years ago called The God of All Things Bad, and basically they have this little deity that I saw in Guatemala. So you go to a bar or a shop and there'd be a little puppet above the till. It kind of like the Irish equivalent of the St. Bridget's cross.
Gotcha.
So everywhere you go, what's the crack? My mate owns a bar there, and I was like, Rory, what's the crack? And he goes, oh, that's Maximon. He's from Tyrone. He goes, if you do something bad in Guatemala, you talk to Jesus. But if you do something real bad, you talk to Maximon. And
right.
you just give him an offering. It's like Santa Muerte in Mexico. So you
kind of give them, like, asking for forgiveness.
Give them a few money, a few smokes or whatever, protein bar, doesn't matter. You just give them whatever your offering is, and then they do their best for you. And I think that's class.
It's class. But then I'm just looking back in your Instagram, and what I could just spot in the 2 minutes before you walked in the door, Dubai and Abu Dhabi in December, Vietnam, Saigon, you've got Prague coming up in January. Like, what is your favorite ever place, first of all, to travel, and second of all, to do comedy?
I probably think Vietnam for travel, for sure.
Really?
And the audiences there are great crack. I grew up on like motorbikes in Wicklow driving around the fields, and there's not many places in the world you can just do that, but Vietnam you can.
Okay, amazing. And so, like,
going back to my youth, I think.
Is it the kind of thing that you would do in the younger part of your life, or is it something that, like, now when I'm married, kids and all, would I, like, grab the missus and the kids and go and visit Vietnam?
Oh, 100%. I can't recommend it more highly. I think it's an amazing place to visit. The food is incredible. It's loads of Irish people over there. There was a guy from Mayo, and he was at my show, and he doesn't have any social media or anything like that. And then I was doing a show in Castlebar about 3 months later, and I went all the way to Hanoi to do a show, and there's some fellow with a big Mayo head in the middle. He was great crack. His name was John. Someone in the audience in Castlebar emailed him, who he hadn't seen in 20 years, and said, hey, I was at a gig last night and the fella was talking about you, asked me you. So then when I went back to Vietnam, he came back and he's like, heard you were talking about me in Castlebar.
Oh my God, incredible.
Those connections is what I love about traveling, and you see the same people will come back and see your shows every year, every second year. But like, all those little trips away for me is what gets me through the tour in Ireland. But the crack in Ireland and the Irish audiences, I don't mind having to do 600 kilometres in one night or whatever it may be, because the audience are so good. Like Galway, Mayo, like, they're all, the energy is amazing. And it's like catching up with your mates.
Yeah.
And then I've loads of family living all over the country. I have cousins who live in Clare.
So
half my family's from Mayo.
Okay.
My Auntie Joan lives in Athlone, so I always pit stop to her on the way over.
Well, she's in the middle of everything.
Yeah, chose a bit of holy water on the Jeep. Away you go.
Amazing. Okay, so then Vietnam for travel. And then in terms of, like, let's take Ireland as red.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, either the most surprising or the best audience in a location where maybe you just wouldn't expect it. Said Vietnam, in fairness, but
Do you know where it was actually unbelievable? And it was in Vienna in Austria.
No way.
Yeah, Vienna in Austria, the audiences are absolutely incredible. And I think they don't want to be kind of tainted with the kind of Swiss-German stereotype.
Okay, yeah.
But they were phenomenal crack. And now the Edinburgh Fringe, if anyone's never been, this will be my 16th year doing the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and it's the best and worst part of my year.
Well, listen, you can definitely go and catch Danny. Check him out on his Instagram at DOB Comedy, at DannyO'BrienComedy.com for the website. Go and see him in Dalkey and Prague and Nace and Galway and Kilkenny and everywhere else. You won't miss him. Danny, thanks a million.
Thanks a million, Dave.
Cheers.
Dave Moore on Today FM.